Blog Talk Radio.
Transition time, transition time. Everybody do what you need to do. Transition time, transition time. Everybody do what you need to do. Transition time, transition time. Everybody do what you need to do. Transition time, transition. Everybody do what you need to do. Transition time, transition time. Everybody do what you need to do. Transition time, transition time. Everybody do what you need to do. Transition time, transition time. Everybody do what you need to do. Transition time, transition time. Everybody do what you need.
Hey, good evening, and welcome to the PRF Table. I'm your host, Dr. Dunlap. Also hosting is Mary Ann Williams, also known as Mama. Mama, how are you doing this evening?
Good evening. I'm doing fine, and I'm saying good evening to my PRF family and thanking them for tuning in to us this evening. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Well, I know some of y'all who have been here at the PRF Table. I'm sure, I hope I didn't scare off any of our first-time listeners to the show. But I know some of y'all was like, what in the world is that intro music that they had going on with the show tonight? Well, let me just tell you, it's talking about transition time, right? Transition time, transition time. Talking about doing what you got to do. And so tonight on the PRF Table, we're going to be talking from the subject of how timing affects your credit. And if you've been with us, you know that we've been dealing with credit in various different aspects, especially how it relates to our character, going on 3 months now, because that's just the direction that God has led. When we talk about this subject of how time affects your credit, what we're hoping to do during this week, next week, and maybe the week before Thanksgiving is to explore a couple of different questions. And we're not going to ask the question and then give a specific answer, because we want you to be able to take what is being said, take the scriptures that we're going to talk about, and see what God is trying to say to you about how timing affects your credit. So we're going to look at, for example, is there an appointed time for us to use a credit? Is there an appropriate time or an appointed time for us to obtain credit? Is there an appointed time for us to stop using credit? What about is the time now for you to do something about your credit? Has the time come and gone where now you're dealing with your credit challenges, but you're dealing with them longer than what you actually have had to have dealt with? What about how long will it take to rebuild your credit? We've just been on rebuilding credit for a good 5 or 6 weeks. So these are some of the things that we're going to be talking about here on the PRF Table tonight. We will be joined momentarily by Minister Adia Sanders, who is one of the other hosts of here at the PRF Table. And so, Mama, we're just going to go ahead and really just get started with the show. I want to tell everybody that if you go to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, that is just, I think, where Adia was going to lead off tonight, and I think it's just fitting for this conversation of timing. Let me tell y'all something, though, Mama. I wasn't going to be doing the talking tonight, but it just worked out this way.
Right.
So let me just tell y'all what happened. So it was about almost 12 o'clock. On Tuesday, it was almost 12 o'clock, talking about a.m. I was exhausted from the day or the last couple of days, and I was literally pulling back the covers to go and get into the bed. And then I had my phone. I was setting my alarm clock on my phone, and something popped up on Facebook. So I looked at it, and it was about change, a post about change. And it hit me. What was being said in this post about change was how one person was going to afford an opportunity for 100,000 young people to receive whatever it was that he was offering to them in his particular industry, in his particular area of service. And I mentioned that because we're really about to engage once again in what we know here on the PRF table to be transformative dialogue about credit, specifically when it comes to the timing of this thing, right? And as the other day, as I saw that post, and it just, again, it was like something just hit me. It was like the spirit spoke to me and said, it's time for you to do something about people's credit, even if others from the pulpit or within their own church won't do anything. And so here it is. I'm dog tired, and it's almost midnight, or now it's after midnight, and I'm like, okay, what is God trying to say right now? It was almost like immediately that my mind and my spirit started racing to answer the question, what is it that I can do now? And I'm talking about me, Dunlap. And then so I went into the office, and then I just started writing. This was crazy, Mama.
Yeah, I'm listening.
and then it hit me again. You know, the first was in the bedroom. Now I go to the office, and now it hits me again. It was like, do something like a webinar where we're actually having people request their credit reports right there on the spot, where we can actually walk through requesting their credit. And it may seem like it's so simple to some folks. It's simple to me to pick up the phone and dial the 1-800 numbers or the 888 numbers for Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax to obtain my free credit report. It's easy for me to do that. But can you imagine 100 people, Mama, requesting their credit reports before the holiday season, particularly Black Friday?
Mm.
Wow. See, we're talking about how timing affects your credit. And what I learned from this, and I know what it was, but what I learned from this Holy Spirit encounter is that timing has a lot to do with the first step, right? Specifically, you being the one that takes it. See, once you take that first step, you should then have the confidence, right, to take another step.
Yes.
Now, once you have taken one step, have the confidence to take another step, and then you actually take that second step, then now you should have the confidence that you can take another step and then go on and go on and go on. And so what God is really saying in this season, in first of 12 hours of a 21-day fast that we started on Tuesday, is that this is the time for his church. This is the time for us as believers to really focus in on our credit now. I'm talking about now. If I was writing this out, it would be a capital N, capital O, capital W, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. And I'm gonna tell you something. Again, I'm up after 12 o'clock writing this, so this promise you wasn't nothing that came just out of my mind. There's a small window of opportunity for us to deal with whatever we have to deal with. And God, I'm saying this to everybody who's listening, whether you're listening live right now or you're listening on the archives. But God does not want us to let that window of opportunity close. I hope y'all hear me. See, timing is about opportunity, right?
Yes.
So let me just share something else about timing. I remember several years ago I worked for an institution, and at this university there was a lawsuit that came about because it was alleged and it was actually proven that there were some disparities in hiring African-American or Black professors at this university. So what came out of it, one of the things that came out of it was the institution had to openly do something to obtain more black professors at this institution. And so they put together this thing called the African American Fellowship Program. And this African American Fellowship Program was designed this way. They would offer $45,000, male, female, it didn't matter, you had to be black or African American. They would offer you $45,000, which equated to $15,000 per year. And for every year of money that you took up to those 3 years, then you would have to give back a year back to the institution. So if you took the whole $45,000, then you were obligated, Mama, to have 3 years of working as a professor at this particular institution at one of four campuses. Now, here's what was interesting. When I first started working for the institution, and again, this is a very prominent, well-known university, which is, they're not paying me, so I'm not even going to mention their name. So on the website, there was a drop-down menu and it had different links on it. And in the corner, left-hand corner of this, the face of the website, I actually saw where it said a little link that said AAFP. And so I only stumbled across this link. And when I saw that and I read it, and I said, what? And here was the greatest thing about this. If they did not have a position for you when you finished up your PhD, then you were free and clear of owing the institution anything. So I graduated with my doctorate degree in May. If they can't find a position for me in my field because they already have enough, white, black, or whatever, you know, you only get a certain number of slots, right? Then I'm free and clear. And now I had that $45,000 that I probably used during those 3 years is mine. I don't have to pay it back. It wasn't like a loan. But here's what happened. I had about 350 students at the time that I was responsible for, undergraduate and graduate. And I remember telling the graduate students, who was a smaller number, I kept telling all the black graduate students about this program, and they was like, no, we never heard that, Mr. Dunlap. And I'm like, what? Well, first of all, the icon was so small, if you never decide to look around on the website, you never would have found it. Mm. They did their part by putting it out there. But what they didn't do was put it out there and heavily advertise it so that everybody can just start applying, applying, applying. And so let me tell you what happened. I had not one graduate student up under me that took advantage of that because they were comfortable where they were, whether it was retirement and they were just going to school just to go, whether they were going to get this particular master's degree so that they can get this promotion on their job, whatever their reasoning was, they were comfortable where they were. They couldn't see that that was something that was only a window of opportunity in their life. And so what happened was this. I just remember at some point in time going back and looking, and the AAFP link was no longer on the website. So what did they say? They got enough black professors that they no longer had to offer that program anymore. So I'm bringing that up because it is so critically important that everybody who is listening tonight, make sure that you don't miss that window of opportunity that God is putting before you to deal with what you need to deal with when you're with your credit. And I'm not talking about dealing with negative or bad stuff. That's not even what we're talking about. Because you may have a window of opportunity to deal with your credit, and your credit may be a 700, and there may be something that you need to deal with that will increase your credit. There may be something that you need to deal with that may help your balance to limit ratio. Whatever it is, it's not about it being a negative thing, but the window of opportunity, hear me, is open for a certain period of time. I don't know where it is for everybody who's out there listening, Mama. So I'm not putting out there no my prophetic word. Whoever this word is for needs to hear it and go along and heed it. Now, let me bring Adia into the conversation. Adia, good evening. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. How's everybody else doing?
Thank you. How
are
you doing?
I'm just priming them for you, cousin. That's all I'm doing. I'm just running my mouth, priming them for you.
Oh, that's you don't understand. I was just like, yes, yes, a ram in the bush.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. God already knows what was going on and what was going to be going on today. So let me finish this, and we'll just go wherever we need to go tonight when it comes to how timing affects your credit. That's how we're going to do it. Wherever God takes us, wherever we're led, that's where we're going. So let me throw this out here to everybody. You heard what I said, that timing is about opportunity. And you heard what I said about that AAFP story. I may put that in the case study for one of our learning sessions one day. So now let me throw this out there, because some of y'all may be saying, hold on, they played this crazy song at the beginning, and now he's talking about some other stuff about opportunity. What does that have to do with credit? Let me blow your mind with this. What if credit reports were no longer free? I'm just going to say it and let y'all think about it. What if credit reports were no longer free? What if the only way you can get a credit report effective January 1st of 2016 was you had to pay for it? If people won't request them right now when they're free, you know good and well less people are going to request them when you got to pay for them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm just priming. I'm priming right now. What if the government said that you're entitled not to one free credit report every year, but you're only going to be able to get one free credit report every 7 years, because negative credit goes off your credit report after 7 years, so why should you need one more than every 7 years? What if they said that? Okay. What if the credit scores, which can cost you from 795 to 1495, depending on who you're getting it from, right? What if it goes from that range, all the way up to $25 per score? And remember, you got three scores because it's three credit reporting agencies. What if it went up from $795 to $25? If you ain't requested your score at $795, I kind of don't think you're probably going to do it at $25, because now it's going to be a deterrent. And I'm going to be honest with you, I'm going to just keep my credit straight and keep monitoring. I ain't going to be worrying about the score if they go up to $25 a piece. That's craziness. But let me throw something at that. What if requesting your own credit score, your own credit report, counted against you? What I'm talking about is, what if when you requested your credit report, instead of it being a soft inquiry, it became a hard inquiry? Well, what's the significance of that, Brother Dunlap? Well, the significance of that is, hard inquiries drop your score down. Soft inquiries don't. So what if the government says any inquiry, whether it's an inquiry by you or somebody else, what about all those people who do inquiries on your credit that you don't ask to do? Another area of soft inquiry. So, for example, you have a credit card with USAA, or you have a credit card with Sears. Every now and then, they're going to run your credit. They're going to do it as a soft inquiry so it doesn't hurt you. But what if every time somebody ran your credit, it was a hard inquiry? See, I'm throwing these things at us right now, because a lot of times when things change, that's when people see the benefit of that thing which they always had access to but just didn't take advantage of at the right time. Mm-hmm. I'm telling everybody, Adia, you're going to come behind me. But the message, y'all, is timing is so critically important. And because timing is so critically important, God doesn't want any of us missing the opportunities that we have before us. One of the things about timing and credit, I'll just go off onto a soapbox, is a lot of folks don't understand the timing of credit until they try to use credit or apply for credit. So I remember, and I don't know if I said this in the previous shows, I think I did when we were talking about rebuilding, when I went to purchase my home years ago. And I had to take care of some things. What if I had 30 days to get out of my apartment? And I was banking on moving into this new house. But then when I get to the money folks, no, Mr. Dunlap, you got to take care of a couple of things before we can fund this loan for you. Timing is everything. And the time usually to try to deal with certain things is not at the time when you really, really are in need. So everything that we're talking about is about preparation. And Adia, give us something. Talk to us. Comments, please. Y'all jump in here.
Yes.
Adia,
talk to us.
Yeah, I have to excuse me because I'm really, really excited, but I'm learning to just, like, let things go because I really wanted to be on the show on time, but it's okay. I still thank God for being here. But when it comes to timing, I was just sitting here, I put my phone on mute because I was listening to the song that we opened up with, and it was talking about transition time. And it is so imperative for us to understand how timing is everything. And, of course, like, you know, for me, there were a whole bunch of scriptures that came to mind. I was telling Nate earlier today, like, the feeling that he has when God is just literally downloading stuff and giving you what you need. Like, you get so excited. And so I'm very excited to talk about timing in relation to credit. I don't know if you already talked about it, Nate, and just let me know if you did, so I'm not, like, double-tapping, but the scripture that I wanted to just kind of look at was Ecclesiastes chapter 3, focusing on verses 1, 3, and 6. And, pretty much everybody knows it talks about there's a time for everything, literally. There's a time to every purpose under the heaven, and this is from, I believe I'm using the New King James Version, for everything. And I like verse 3 because it says that there is a time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted. And that's just talking about, you know, pretty much the biblical principle of sowing and reaping. And I think when we look at the timing of credit and look at planting and plucking up, I think both of those, I mean, like, they run in concert with timing of credit. And so when I'm looking at my credit, there's a time that I need to plant a seed. There's a time that, you know, I make a decision on when I want to purchase a house. And to me, that is like planting a seed. I know a lot of times we look at planting as, you know, sowing a seed that is financial. And that is tied into the example of purchasing a home. But I'm looking at it from the perspective of an inheritance, planting an inheritance. And what that does, you know, I know last week I talked about, like, what you've done in your past and what you do now will meet you in your future. And this has that same concept when you're looking at the timing. So if I'm going to plant a seed by way of purchasing a home by way of sowing, you know, into an education fund or whatever the case may be. I need to look at the timing of it. Do I have everything in place that is going to help me to meet that need? Because when you go up to verse 1, it says, to everything there is a season. And so a lot of times I believe that from my own personal experience that I've had a desire, and there was nothing wrong with that desire, but was I in the right season? And I think that, you know, if you are planning a rose garden in February, which is the winter season when most things are dormant, then can you expect to pluck what you planted? So if you put that seed in the ground, is there an expectation that you're going to be able to pluck up what you planted? Well, it's the same thing when you're looking at your credit. If I plant a seed of you know, if it's, like I said, getting a house, and if it's not in the right season, can I expect to get the right interest rate that I really, really want and need? Can I expect to get that information? The other thing is that you have to take into consideration. The other thing that you have to take into consideration is, I'm sorry, I got like sidetracked. Is when you're planting that seed, you know, and I'm looking at, you know, the interest rate, what else, what other considerations do I have to take into effect? So then we're talking about a time to gain. There are so many different things that we can gain. We can gain money. We can gain, you know, money that can come from a will that someone left for us. We can gain money when we get our taxes back. But then going back to the timing, are we in the right season for what we got to do the right thing with it? So I can gain something. I can plant a seed, but I can plant it in the wrong season and not get what it is that I planted, which means that I've lost it. And so when you look at verse 6, there's a time to gain. Well, am I going to gain exactly what I put into the ground? Am I going to gain the low interest rate? Because I'm looking at what I want to do right now, because I've always wanted a house. I've always wanted, you know, a 7 Series BMW. But the timing for the season is not there. There's a time to lose. And when I was looking at losing, I thought about the different times. I remember, and I think I shared this some years ago, that the car that I had purchased, it was repossessed. So I gained it. I had a good interest rate. I had a good car payment. The gain for it was good, but I lost it. I lost it because where I was financially, being financially educated, the education piece wasn't there. And so a lot of times people, you know, you can look at something like, oh, I'm gaining this or I have this. And then when it's lost, it's devastating. It's devastating because it has an impact on your credit. And so timing is very key. Timing is very crucial to what it is that we're doing because of the season that we do it in or don't do it in can cause us to plant too early. So I'm planting this seed thinking, you know, I'm going to get this, you know, 30-year mortgage at a 4% interest rate. But because it's some things that were on my credit report, well, guess what? Everything is not what it looked like it was supposed to be. So now I'm out of season. Now the interest rate has gone up just 0.25%. And so what it is I thought that I was going to be able to pluck up and use, I have to wait. Are you okay with that? And so I just want to stop right there just to see if anybody has any comments or anything like that at this point in time, because I just think it's important that we talk about how we're planting seeds and what that means to us. So I'm just going to just pause and just give anybody the opportunity that has anything that they want to say.
Well, you know, one of the things that you mentioned in verse 1 that I think is so important to this broader conversation about timing, but specifically when it comes, excuse me, to credit, is verse 1 says, there is a time for everything. And I think that it becomes this whole thing of what we've been dealing with, what God has placed in us and placed before us to deal with and grapple with and try to get understanding and try to give understanding and to show God's wisdom because of what we have written from scriptures like Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and chapter 4 and chapter 9 is when wisdom says everything, then wisdom meant everything. So you can't, and somebody may need to hear this, you can't be ignorant and not look at all of these verses that wisdom has put before us, you know, from verses 1 all the way through 8 or 9, if you want to take 9 as well, and really get an understanding that, look, credit is a part of everything. And what did we say weeks and weeks ago about credit? Credit has everything to do with our character. So there's a time for everything up under the heaven. So what we're talking about right now, somebody else has talked about it someplace. Maybe a father has said some of what we're talking about to a child at the dinner table or sitting on a couch watching football or basketball or hockey or boxing. Or a mother has said some of these same things that we've been talking about to her daughter. You can't reap anything if you don't plant any. Well, we did dispel nature, so let me back up a little bit. But if you don't plant anything, or if nobody has planted anything, then you can't expect to reap anything, and you can't expect to pull something out. So when we talk about credit, if you don't take the necessary steps to either correct something that needs to be corrected, get something taken off legally that should not be on there because it's been 8 years and it's a negative mark, or paying those bills off, whatever it is, if you don't plant by doing those things, then you won't be able to reap later on when you're standing before somebody that says, you know what, Mr. Such and Such, I'd like to give you this job. We're going to have to run a credit check. You know how some brothers do, or sisters. And I say brothers and sisters, so I'm not talking about black folk. Talking about brothers and sisters, male, female. That's it. You know how some cats do. Some folk don't even come back for the urine test. They got the job because they know they pee hot. Right? Some folk don't go back to the dealership when they say, okay, we're going to run your credit. That's okay. Some folk don't. Some folk won't even apply for the government job because they know they can't get it because they know there's going to be somebody coming doing the background investigation on them. And you're signing something saying, I'm allowing y'all to run my credit to see if I'm worthy enough, if my character holds up enough to be able to hold this job. So that's I'm sure you have more idea that is on tap for us, but I think that is so important that we just take it away that everything means everything. So, like, if you look at the definition of what everything means, one of the definitions is the most important fact or consideration. So the question is, I beg the question for you to be able to say, what's the most important fact or consideration that I have regarding my credit, especially when it comes to the timing of my credit and how timing affects my credit? What do I have to consider? What's most important at this particular time? And I believe if you who are listening start asking yourself some of these questions, then you're less likely to have somebody coming and telling you something that you don't already know. I'm done.
So, I wanted to talk about season And I also wanted to talk about planting.
Mm-hmm.
When
right.
you look at a season, and I know I kind of touched on that early on, but I didn't go too far in depth, but y'all know me, I like definitions. So the question that I have is, where are you in your season of credit? I know we talked about rebuilding. We had 7 lessons on rebuilding. And so one of the things that I thought was so, that was just like real important, it was just good to me. We were talking about rebuilding, just understanding that if you are in the rebuilding season of your life, dealing with your credit, then there's going to be times that you want to do things. But if your season is in the rebuilding, then you're not going to be able to just go out there and get what it is that you want, even if you are able to. And I think that is so important for people to understand, is that, yes, I have a credit score of 738. And it took me, you know, however long to rebuild, and I'm still in the rebuilding phase, because a lot of times we get so excited. Like, I'm sitting here, like, literally, like, catching my feet, because I feel like I'm about to bust I'm getting ready to say next. But let's look at it in the sense of somebody who had surgery. So their season is one of recovery. They've had the surgery. They're at home and they're recuperating. Prior to the surgery, they were good. You know, maybe, you know, and it wasn't a type of surgery to where, you know, like they broke their leg and they had to get something to you know, put back together or wear a cast. Maybe, you know, there was, maybe they had a hernia, significant size hernia that had to be repaired. You know, that didn't prevent them from running, didn't prevent them from swimming, didn't prevent them from doing their daily, everyday things that they did, you know. So they were, you know, lifting weights in the gym, you know, going swimming, just doing whatever they, you know, needed to do. But now that they've had this surgery and they're recovering, I think that is key, is to understand where you are in your season. And because we were talking about coming out of the rebuilding phase, I think it's so important that we still touch on that when it comes to knowing about the timing of our credit. I say that because if I am in the recovery stage or the recovery season from my surgery, I can't go out there and just start lifting weights again. Now, I've had the surgery, and they've closed up the hernia, but it doesn't mean that I can go out there and go back to my usual activities that I was doing prior to the surgery. A lot of times people are in the rebuilding phase, and the rebuilding phase it looks good because you have gotten to a point that I got enough credit or my score is high enough to where I can get certain things. Well, you look at a season, And the season is defined as there's each of the 4 divisions of the year. You can be in a rebuilding phase, the 700 credit score. But if somebody were to look at it, and I know, Nate, you talked about a hard look or a hard pull on your credit score, what would that do to your credit? What impact would that have on your credit when you are in the rebuilding phase? Meaning that there are still some things that are on your credit report that haven't fallen off, so that if a creditor pulls your credit report, even though you got that 700 or that 738, they can still say, oh, wait a minute, you know, they have some things on there. They had a, you know, a couple of late payments, so we don't have to give them a higher interest rate. And so there, you have to look at the picture and understanding that just as seasons change, your season has changed, but you can still be in that transition period. That transition period means that, you know, hey, I'm moving from this level to the next, but I haven't fully gotten a full understanding of the next level that I'm transitioning into. It's just like going to a new job. You got a promotion, so you've got everything. You got it down pat, you know, where your credit was at before. But now you're going to another stage in your life. And so that transition period can be sometimes a challenging one because you know you have what it takes. You know your credit has what it takes to get you what it is that you're trying to get. but then there's still some areas to where you're still, I guess, for lack of a better word, just kind of new at, because you haven't been here, or it's been a while. And for some people, they know what it's like to have a 738 credit score. They know what it's like to have a credit score in the high 600s and the low 700s. They know what that's like. And from making a decision, it brought them down. And so they know exactly what it feels like to be there. But you still have to treat it as you being in a rebuilding phase because of some of the things that may still be there and may have an impact. And so I think that, when we look at the seasons of where we are in credit, I just want to know if anybody that is on the call just wants to speak on that. Not unless you want to be transparent and just kind of say where you are in your credit season. But I just wanted somebody just trying to discuss what that means to you. What does your season of credit, what does that mean? And how does that tie in to time?
Okay. Well, for me, and I'm just sitting here just pondering over everything, for me, rebuilding my credit is really taking serious that I need to pay my bills and taking it seriously that the people that my creditors trusted me. And so I really need to keep my word here. And me knowing what I know now and not doing anything about it is really going to reflect my character. So where I am now, and I'm feeling good about it, is just paying my bills on time. And once I've paid my bills on time, I don't have to think about it. I don't have to listen. No creditors are calling me or anything. And as you were saying about the window of opportunity, this is my window. I know this is an opportunity for me because I've never been this way before, with my credit. And so now it's like, wow, I look at my, oh, my goodness, paid, I'm feeling real good about it, like you said. And then it would be unwise for me to just say, okay, well, I think I can go out and buy this and that. And that's really false, because if that was the case, then I wouldn't have been behind in my bills. So I have to continue to look forward and stay focused, because this is my time now. This is my time to do it, and I know it's my time to do it. And so now I know it's my time to do it, then that means I must stay focused. I must continue to pay my bills on time. Just pay your bills on time. And after you pay it, put paid in red. That's what I do. And then I can look at the pay and say, red. And that looks good. This is good. So that's a good feeling. No creditors. Mm-hmm. So, when the temptation comes for me to want to do something, like I like watches, as y'all know, that's heard me say, I love watches. I don't know the last time I bought a watch, and I feel good about that. And now I don't have an interest in buying watches. It doesn't interest me anymore to buy watches, And so it is a change. It is a change in my spending habits. It is a change there that I don't get excited about. I look at the books and the magazines coming in, and it's this time, and it's nice. But I'm not excited about it as I normally would be. This is my time of year, and I'm just so excited. But now it's like, but when all said and done, will I be, after I spend all the money, to get what I want for the holidays, then there it is, January. And now I'm going to be unhappy again. So I'm just going to be happy just being able to pay my bills will bring me joy. Amen.
Thank you so much for that, Aunt Mary. I'm telling you, I was sitting up here just thinking about all that you were saying. You don't have to think about it, when you're doing what you're supposed to do. You don't even have to think about all of the consequences that come along with when you weren't doing what you were supposed to be doing. And I think that peace of mind, you know what I'm saying? That's peace of mind, and that's what God wants us to experience. You know what I'm saying? I mean, when we are walking in the right season, you know, there's a peace that comes with that. You know, and a lot of times, you know, we can be in a season to where it's that things just look dormant. Things look like it's not going to change. But we know that if you look at the definition of a season, things are going to change. Your season is going to change. But I think that it is based off of making up your mind, which goes back to your character. And you said that. You said, you know, I kept my word. And when you kept your word, one of the things that I thought was so important was that you said, realizing that there was a change in your spending habits. A lot of times people just buy stuff. I mean, buy stuff on impulse, getting stuff on credit on impulse because it's on sale, knowing that they're not going to use it. But you said, even though I like watches, now because I'm doing things the right way, I don't even have a desire to go out there and buy a watch because it feels good to be. And so what I heard from that was I've matured.
Praise the Lord.
My mindset has changed, which means my behavior changes. And so we can go, I mean, we can just go ahead and just talk about Romans, you know, not to focus on it, but Romans where it says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. When my mind is renewed, that means that my behavior is not the same, my behavior in my actions. Because I've learned how to plant the right seeds. I planted the seeds, and so now when I go back to get my harvest, what I'm plucking up is character, a good character. I'm plucking up peace of mind. I'm plucking up that I've matured. These are the things that, you know, a lot of times people don't focus on that or are not aware of. When I plant this seed on time and in time, what I'm planning is what I should expect to get back. The time that it takes.
Yes.
Just looking at another definition of season, it says it's a time characterized by a particular circumstance. A time that is characterized by a particular circumstance. We've all had circumstances in our lives. We've all dealt with financial circumstances in our lives. And I like that definition. A time that is characterized by a particular circumstance. And so one circumstance is, you know, I didn't pay my credit card bill. So what happened? We talked about this several shows ago. You know, now I'm not, you know, the interest rate's still going, but now I'm getting late fees. And those late fees are not going towards my balance. But I'm still required to pay them. I really liked what you said, Aunt Mary. I really did. Here's something else that I just wanted to... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, something else that I was thinking of. I was thinking one day... I was outside, and there was this ant pile. This is in the summer. And, you know, I used to, in my younger days, I used to just kind of stomp on them because I could. But I'm more mature now, so I don't do that. Mm-hmm. But I stood by, and because they weren't bothering me, so they don't bother me, I don't bother them. But I just stood there and watched them. And it was amazing to watch them because my foot was right there. But to just see them, let's continue on their little journey, and they had like a speck, just a speck in them, in I would say their mouth, and they were just going on about their business. They weren't. I mean, it was just amazing to see them work. They weren't distracted by my foot. I mean, I could have just crushed them. They weren't distracted, and they were just so going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, little piece of thing. It was the most amazing thing, one of the most amazing things I have watched. And I thought about that. It's the same way when, you know, when I made a decision, you know, work on rebuilding my credit. It's the same thing. I can't be distracted no matter what's around me. you know, like you said, a holiday's coming up, or Thanksgiving, holidays come, whatever's coming up, you know, I can't be distracted by that. I have to just keep working because, see, the ants know. See, they don't even have an overseer. They just know what to do. And they know that it's a, see, they have a season that they have to get this done. Hmm. And so I know that I have a season. I don't need to be like this 10 years from now. You know what I'm saying? So, amen.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, timing is just key. Go ahead, Nate.
You know, one of the things that I thought about was when you first brought up this thing about the seasons, is how can we use, because you asked a question or about two questions, but how can we use the metaphor of seasons to be able to help us deal with how timing affects credit. And if you think about it, as you brought up the different seasons all represent something different, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I thought about, you know, sometimes you have to ask additional questions to get to the question that you're trying to get to, because it's not always about getting an answer to that question. It's about asking additional questions to get to the answer to that question that you asked in the beginning. All right, so... So one of the things I would do is this. I would ask somebody, which one of the seasons, fall, winter, spring, or summer, because I don't know if you mentioned them by name, but we know what you were talking about, but which one of those seasons do you like the best? Which one is your favorite season, right? If I'm to answer that, I'm gonna say all day long, fall. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody may say, Mama, what's your favorite season?
The spring.
Okay. I like the fall. She likes the spring. Now, here's what's interesting. Unless her season became the favorite season after I got out of high school, we grew up in the same places. For 18 years, we were in the same place, Philly, right, basically. But we like two different seasons. And I think when we're dealing with the timing of this, I think it's important to understand that everybody's not going to have the same understanding when it comes to timing. Some folks are not going to see the timing as being critical right now, where somebody else may say, I got a little while longer,
mm-hmm.
right? See, when we deal with, from an agricultural point of view, when you're dealing with reaping the harvest in the fall, you only have an expectation of reaping a harvest in the fall because you know something was planted late winter, early spring, or maybe late spring, whatever the time is. You already know that. So... I'm trying to put this thing together, y'all, because it's just like when we were dealing with the components of credit and how I said during that time, if we all came together like we were talking about with Nehemiah and the wall, everybody did their part. Everybody played their position. So when it comes to timing, I want us to also be cognizant of the fact that everybody's not going to be ready because I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
That's important to remember about this thing about timing. I know what God is saying right now in this season, but he's only speaking in this season to those who are ready to hear him. So if you're not ready to hear him, where he's saying, I need you to go ahead and get your stuff straight right now, without having to know how he's going to bless you to be able to sign your name on a dotted line and not have to go through a whole bunch of rigmarole next time you want to purchase something on credit.
Mm.
I'm not bragging, but let me just tell you this, and I haven't always, and it ain't because of perfect credit. It's because of relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But the last four cars we purchased, I think one we purchased with cash, the other four I financed, four or five cars. I'm talking about going all the way back like 2000. Every car has been because I've had a check before I went to the dealer. So because of the relationship with my bank, the timing always was impeccable. It was at that time when a car was needed. But it was already sitting there waiting on me. And that's where we want people to be with their credit. I'm telling you, this is where you want to be, people, with your credit. You want to have your credit at a place where when it's time to get something, you're ready to act. Let me give you this, and let me just, I'm going now. I remember probably about 2 years ago, I was at the barbershop, and it was brought to my attention that there was a couple of houses being that were for sale. One of the houses was like $13,000. The other one was like $15,000 or $17,000. These are houses. Now, this was on the south side of town. But here was the greatest thing about that. The houses had people living in them that had been renting them for at least 5 years. So this is in a community that folk ain't moving in and out of. The timing was really perfect. But when I bring it up in the barbershop, hey, you talking about $17,000, $13,000, you're talking about $30,000. If 10 people forked up $3,000 apiece, you may be able to just go ahead and get a signature loan for $3,000 if your credit halfway decent. But see, folks talk about stuff a lot. Now when it's time to move, they ain't ready to move because they haven't planned it a day so that they can reach this perfect time. It's because what the thing about it is, these people who lived in these houses was going to continue to live there. This person just didn't want to rent the house out anymore. Sometimes when you're renting a house, folks just say, I don't want to rent anymore. It ain't because the houses are ran down. It's just that they tired of it or for whatever reason. I'm moving out of the area, whatever. But don't you know that that would have been a stream of income? So let's fast forward. While they complain about what the city is not doing for the south side of town, I'm saying to myself, you've had opportunity. If you had planted, I didn't say that back then, I'm saying it now, but if you had planted where you were able to have some of your stuff in order, then when this opportunity came up, people with like mine, now it's something about ownership that just intrigues me. I posted something on Facebook the other day. I'm on so bad, I'm about to drop the mic though. I posted something on Facebook that Facebook shares of stock were $102.38, if I'm not mistaken. Said, I'm so glad we purchased them when they first opened up at $28 a share. I ain't going to tell you how many shares I got. Well, none of y'all come trying to knock me off and craziness like that.
Yeah. Good to know.
Yeah, Lord Jesus, I got mom on the line. But here is my whole thing.
Just messing with you.
I know, Mama. But that was an opportunity. And I can even take it a step further. I know we're talking about credit, but this we're talking about PRF, possession, resources, and finances.
Exactly.
It's not the one single word that we're talking about tonight. I remember when my wife said, let's purchase some Facebook stock. And I said, take X amount of dollars and go ahead and do it. Guess what my lovely wife did not do? She did not take all that I told her to take and purchase it. A little apprehensive. So, for example, instead of having today 100 shares of stock with a 300 almost percent increase, we may only have 20 shares. Timing is everything. And the reality is, we're talking about different seasons, right, cousin?
Yes,
you're not going to
get
Facebook starting off right now because Facebook is already there. But there's somebody else out there, some other stock that may be out there that you can purchase right now. That doesn't have to even be $28. Somebody posted something, I want some shares. It ain't hard. You can buy penny stocks. Just do something is the key. And I thought about this. I said I was going to be quiet. I'm going to be quiet for real, because I thought about, because we're trying to help people see the timing of how it affects your credit. And we always say that when we're talking about these subject areas, we're not just talking strictly about that subject area. We're talking about other areas in your life. So I think about the different time zones, right? You got Eastern Standard Time, Central Standard Time, Mountain and Pacific. Eastern or the East Coast, you know, Central going over. East, starting from the East Coast, going over to Central, Mountain, and then Pacific, going all the way over to the West Coast. And then I thought about how Eastern Time is the same, but they mean something different for folks in New York and Georgia. Mm-hmm. See, right now, down here in the South where I'm at, I wore a long sleeve shirt and some jeans today. We on the same time zone as my folks up back at home. But ain't nobody crazy enough to be walking outside right now with a shirt on and some jeans. I mean, we know some folks that do stuff like that. But generally speaking, it's not 70-plus degrees right now. Okay? Let's think about somebody that lives on a border state that affects two different time zones, like Central Time and Eastern Time, Georgia and Alabama, right, by Fort Benning. The city right across the bridge is on Eastern Time. But if you drive 20 miles up in Alabama, you're on Central Time. Now, here's why that's important. Because if you work 20 miles up the road and you got to be to work at 8 o'clock, and you live in Georgia, they don't care that you live in Georgia. They need you to be on time at the time according to the standard Eastern time. Right? People that live on it. Think about when we had stuff like New Year's Eve. The ball drops on the East Coast at one time. I want to believe, don't the ball drop at a different time on the West Coast?
They're 3 hours behind.
Right. Those folks, you, Adia, you.
I'm 2 hours.
You 2 hours behind us. So when I'm saying Happy New Year, or whatever we do, and I call you up and say Happy New Year, you like, cousin, it ain't but 10 o'clock here.
Yeah.
And on the same token, I'm shutting up after this. And on the same token, when it's midnight there and you call me talking about Happy New Year and you wake me up at 2 o'clock in the morning or 3 in the morning, we ain't listening to music. So I'm saying all that to say is we have to respect how vitally important that timing is. Not just with credit, but all other areas of our life, because they matter. And when God said, when wisdom spoke to us, she said, to everything there is a season, a time for everything. And that's what she meant. I'm done.
No, that was good. I really liked when you were talking about the time zones. I do. I definitely do. Because what you can do in one area of a time zone, you can't do that in another area. You know what I'm saying? Because the timing will be off. And it's the same thing with our credit. Our decisions that we make, they have to be on time. You know, and when I think about planning, I think about planning. And I'll say that again. When I think about a time to plant, I think about the time to plan. And Aunt Mary talked about those ants and how she used to stomp on them. But what she didn't realize is that those ants were getting this thing, they were planting, and they were planning. And so before you can even think about planting something, you definitely have to have a plan before you sow that seed in the ground. You have to know what it's going to take. You know what I'm saying? And when you plant a seed in the ground, to expect to walk outside even a week later to see something, that means, you know, you didn't have patience as a part of your plan. Well, with patience, you know, can that really be a part of the plan? Yeah. Because if you expect for something that you've done that's been wrong for 5 years to be corrected in 30 days, unless you pay that thing off at one time, which I don't know if I would recommend that because, you know, talking about your credit history and all of that, your plan, you know, probably needs to be relooked again. And you may want to share that plan with somebody else before you begin to start planting. So timing is key. And I say that because the way you get there has to be thought about. How you understand time has to be thought about. Because like Nate said, East Coast, same time zone. I'm on the same time zone with Colorado. And I can guarantee you there are some places in Colorado right now that have snow. And I'm sitting up here in some yoga pants, in some slides, in a pullover shirt. But there's some places on the same time zone in Colorado where people are skiing right now. So timing has to be thought about. So if the timing means that you have to rob Peter to pay Paul, then your plan for the seed that you are trying to plant for the time that you're trying to gain is not in sync. And so if robbing Peter to pay Paul doesn't allow you to reap a harvest, then you need to go back and relook at your plan. Getting a loan to pay off debts, I am not against it because I told y'all before, probably about 2 months ago, I've been there. And that worked for me, but it may not work for you.
That's right.
Somebody's credit score may not be where it needs to be at that time, that getting a loan to consolidate your debts may not be advantageous for you. But somebody else, because of where they are in their season of time, they're able to do it, and it doesn't impact that. The other part that I really like about Ecclesiastes is that they talk about season. To everything, there is a season. Then it talks about a time. Again, if we don't recognize where we are in our season, the timing is always going to always be off. And I say always, not as a definite, but the timing is going to be off. Because what this tells me in this scripture is that when I look at my season, I was just telling my soldier today, look at where you are in your life right now. The next thing I told him is think about where it is that you're trying to go. Now I'm dealing with time. Look at where you are, your season, and then look at where you're trying to go. What is it going to take to get there? Now I'm dealing with time. One of the most important things that I think is so phenomenal about the God that we serve is that he deals with us in time. And what I want to do, there's a clip from a movie that I really, really like from the movie is entitled Lucy. Nate, I'm going to ask if you can just play. It's a minute and 51-second clip. If you would just think about how they're talking. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, no problem. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I thought you had called me. If you can just listen to this clip as it talks about time and think about how time deals with where you currently are in your season with your credit.
How did you manage to access all this information?
Electrical impulses. Every cell knows and talks to every other cell. They exchange 1,000 bits of information between them per second. Cells group together, forming a giant web of communication, which in turn forms matter. Cells get together, take on one form, deform, reform. Makes no difference. It's all the same. Humans consider themselves unique, so they've rooted their whole theory of existence on their uniqueness. One is their unit of measure, but it's not. All social systems we put into place are a mere sketch. 1 + 1 = 2. That's all we've learned. But 1 + 1 has never equaled 2. There are, in fact, no numbers and no letters. We've codified our existence to bring it down to human size, to make it comprehensible. We've created a scale so that we can forget its unfathomable scale.
But if humans are not the unit of measure, and the world isn't governed by mathematical laws, what governs all that?
Film a car speeding down a road. Speed up the image infinitely, and the car disappears. So what proof do we have of its existence? Time gives legitimacy to its existence. Time is the only true unit of measure. It gives proof to the existence of matter. Without time, we don't exist.
Wow. I'm wondering if when you listen to that clip, if you caught the last piece, and if this is where you're going with it, and by all means, you just let me know. But she said that time gives legitimacy to existence.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that says something powerful. It's not like you have when you're dealing with your credit. Time to existence is like credit to your character. Go ahead, cousin. We're getting deep tonight.
So, I know what she says. You know, you definitely have to listen. If you've never seen this movie, I would just encourage people to watch it. I'm not promoting the movie, Lucy, but I definitely, when you see it in its full context, you understand and you appreciate time. And I will tell you, you know, just listening to what she was saying, talking about the atoms and those cells, they work together. And we've been talking about, you know, when we think about and talk about PRF, we always talk about working together, working with the community, not just an individual effort, not just a person doing it or feeling like they have to do it on their own or doing it alone. She talked about communication. With time, communication, what we say, all of that, all of those things deal with time. It's a unit of measure. It's how we measure things. A lot of times, you know, I remember when I watched this again, I was just like, how awesome. What would happen if God did not deal with us in time? If he dealt with us the way that God just moves. He had to deal with us in time because there would be no legitimacy to us. There would be no legitimacy to our existence. She talks about time. It has to be something that is comprehensible. So, God, how can he deal with us? How we're able to comprehend through time. It's a scale. When I think about when she said scale, I was thinking, oh, my gosh, there's a whole bunch of scales. Our credit report is based on a scale from this score. And is it 508? I don't know if it was lower than that. About 860, if I'm not mistaken. I can't.
850?
850.
Mm-hmm.
just think about the scale. What, how we're governed is through time. Like Nate said, I got to be at PT at 06:30 in the morning. My day is governed by time. How many hours of sleep I need in order to be effective, governed by time. So when we look at our credit, it's governed by time. How long it takes you to establish credit. How long it takes for you to have bad credit. How long it takes for you to rebuild your credit. How long it takes you just to maintain the score that you have. It's all dealing with time. Because without it, we don't exist. And so I wanted to share, I was looking at some websites, and I wanted to share this testimonial that somebody had posted, and I hope I don't have no names or anything like that. But this gentleman, I was just like, oh, my gosh, this is time. When we talk about the timing of credit, he says, I came out of prison after 19 years with not even a zero for a credit score. I went to a local credit union, deposited $500, and got a secure credit card. I used it every month and paid it off every month. Then I bought furniture from an overpriced retailer. We see on TV all the time that offers credit to everyone. Yeah, I had to pay a third down to get $1,500 in furniture. I then bought a computer through the credit union for six monthly payments. By this time, my credit union agreed to give me an unsecured credit card with a $500 limit. And in the following 3 years, I obtained five other credit cards. I used them all, paid them off immediately. My credit score after 5 years was 765. I had a plan, implemented it, and it worked. Get the credit, build one step at a time, never be late on payments, and pay the balance if you can. At my eighth year out of prison, I have a truck and motorcycle paid for. Just bought a house and except for one credit card, am debt-free. It's not hard to do. Just takes perseverance. I can do it, so can you. Believe in yourself. 19 years of his time was in prison. 19 years. That is a long time. Then he talks about 6 months of making a payment on a computer. Then he talks about 5 years, his credit score was 765. Then he says his eighth year of being out of prison, I have a truck and a motorcycle, just bought a house, and except for one credit card, am debt-free. Time plays a very vital factor with our credit. He didn't have a credit score. He didn't have any credit. But he knew he needed to do something in order to establish credit. So what goes into the timing of credit? He talks about it. He says having a plan, executing that plan, and basically just believing that it's going to work. Not believing it just off of the sheer, you know, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, off of emotions. But it took for him to communicate. It took for him to establish a relationship with that credit union. And that relationship was established with $500. When we talk about time, we have to understand that the timing of what we do plays a very vital role. It plays a very vital role in everything that we do. Timing plays a role in what we say. I want to get a house in the next 2 years. So what is it going to take in order for you to meet that time hack that you have? What is it going to take? Who are you communicating with? Nineteen years of being imprisoned with no credit score. And it took him 5 years from that time to get a 765 on his credit score. From nothing. For most of us, we have credit already. What is the timing that it will take for you to get to where it is that you need to be with your credit score? Are you trying to buy a house, but your credit is not where it needs to be? And so the timing will give you a higher interest rate, or they'll deny you if you go to a bank to be pre-approved. Do you have the education and the knowledge that you need? Do you know where to go or who to talk to get the information that you need in order to see if it is the right timing for you to make that purchase? Just talking about timing, do you want to get a 30-year mortgage, or can you afford to get a 15-year mortgage? And it's not that time is everything. It's not that time rules us, but it governs us. And I hope I'm not being contradictory, because when I think about ruling, I think about, you know, it's something that is just hard. I'm kind of thinking of it in more of a tyrant-type mindset, to where if you don't do this at this time, these things happen and it doesn't work out for your good, and sometimes you can't bounce back from it. But I'm saying that when you understand time, when you understand purpose, when you understand your season, you understand that there are things that you need to do. There's a requirement for you. And for some people, you can't afford not to move in the right timing, because then you may stay in the same season.
You know, one of the things that really makes this show tonight so very unique is the manner that we're really just focusing on this whole notion of time. Sometimes you have to just deal with that one thing that is connected to the bigger thing that you're trying to deal with.
Yeah.
I remember we first got started several years ago, Dia. Remember we first got started with this particular show, and we didn't talk about money for like 2 months.
Yep.
And here it is, a show that deals with finances. We know that's just one third of PRF, but we didn't even talk about money. We talked about needs. We talked about wants. We talked a little bit about stewardship.
Yep.
So the way and the manner in which we have come down, or descended, if you will, from focusing on the rebuilding of credit, and now this week to be talking about the timing that affects your credit, is impeccable. Because for those individuals who have been faithful in listening to us over these last 7 shows, there has to be something else, just more than just rebuild. This is what you do to rebuild. You know, you take this particular amount of cement, you pour it in, you mix it with this particular water, and you pour. There has to be more than that. You may not want to pour cement at a certain time of the day. And depending on where you live, I mean, I don't know about it, but let's say cement doesn't work well pouring it in the heat. So somebody pouring cement over in Arizona in July versus somebody pouring it up in Philly in July may have different results. So I'm glad that we're not, you know, at the beginning of the show, we talked about what we're going to be exploring is there an appointed time to obtain credit? And is it an appointed time to use credit? Is there an appointed time to stop using credit? Is the time now for you to start doing something? See, remember I talked about the questions that you asked to get to the answers of the other questions? Mm-hmm. See, we kind of know some of the responses and some of the answers about the appointed time to obtain credit. But see, if you don't understand timing as its own individual discipline of a spiritual discipline, if you even want to, if you are willing to hold on to that, if that be the case, and you can't get that part of it, then you'll miss it. You'll miss it altogether. And so, again, Adia, I'm going to just say I'm glad that you have opened yourself up to follow God and bringing it to us in this particular way. Because if we had went straight to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, somebody would have missed it, and I don't think that's the manner in which God wanted us to go tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely agree. And I just think it's important sometimes, you know, like you said, we got to be able to digest it. I know there's been times where I've read a passage of scripture, and because it was so good, like, I wanted to go on. I'm reading a book, and that chapter was so good. I'm like, I can't wait to get to the next chapter. But then I'll just be like, all of a sudden I'll just sense like God is saying, no, stay right there. And sometimes we just have to stay right where we are. Getting to the next part is still going to be good and it's still going to be beneficial, but sometimes we got to be able to digest and just let what we're hearing right now to soak in, because it's for us. It is for us, you know. And when you're talking about time, you know, we live in a society. We live in a society where everything is always rush, 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 rush. How many times have we missed the opportunity just to ask somebody how their day is going? Because we didn't have enough time. How many times have people asked us, you know, how our day was, and our response is, oh, you know, it was good, but I was just so busy. Because I was doing this, this, and this, or I was going here and going there. But we got to take the time to just be able to digest and to soak in and to let the information resonate and take root and allow that seed to be planted in us. Because timing is important. It really is. And I don't believe that we would be able to talk about, you know, that Ecclesiastes chapter 3 would exist if time did not mean something to God. Because he didn't just stop, you know, with the planning. He didn't just stop there, but he said there's a time to kill, and there was a time for birth. A time to sow and a time to reap. And so time means something to God. How we move and when we're moving, it has a place in our life. And when you look at the timing of where we are and where I am with my credit, the season that I'm in, it is important to understand the timing of it. I say that, you know, we used to sing this song when I was in college. It said, it's in him that I live, move, and have my being. And I might as well not move at all unless I move with him. When I think about that, it's timing. If you are flowing with where God has you going, if you are flowing, you know, you sat down, you know, you're listening to PRF, and you're trying to figure out where am I trying to get to next, it's dealing with time. Maybe right now it's not the time for you to purchase a home. Not that your credit isn't good and that you can't get pre-approved, but maybe the timing for what it is that you're looking for, it hasn't been built yet. Maybe the location that you want to live in, the house, there's nothing available, but you're ready to just settle for this location because you don't want to wait. All of that deals with time. I want to go back to school.
all that deals with time. I want to start a new career. I want to quit my job. I want to retire. I want to buy a house versus renting one. I want to rent a house versus buying one. I want to invest. I want to start a small business. All of that deals with time. If you don't think that everything that we do deals with time, let's look at when the New York Stock Exchange opens. How do we know that it opens? Because they start ringing the bell. It's open. It is open for business. How many of us are willing to trade our money for time? You have the money. You've been pre-approved. You have the check in your hand. But how many of us are willing to trade the money that we have to get what it is that we want or that we need for time? I remember just so something as simple as when the Zooms came out, Microsoft made the Zooms. My husband was like, you know, I really, really want to get one. And I kept saying, I said, I really think that we should wait because everybody knows that when a new product comes out, the price is jacked up because there's a big demand for it because there's something new and everybody just feels like they have to have it because it's new and they can have the conversation piece and talk about, you know, oh, look at how it does this and it does that, it does this. And I kept saying, we need to wait. I said, I just think we need to wait. We waited a year. And he would bring it up every so often. I'm like, I said, no, I think we really, really need to wait. At this time, I was deployed. And I was looking at, you know, buying stuff for Christmas. You know, I wasn't going to be with my family or whatever. And I looked, and I just so happened to be on the Internet, not even looking for a Zoom. I mean, this is a whole year later, so like I said, I was back at home when we were having this conversation. Now I'm deployed. Wasn't even thinking about the Zoom. All of a sudden, there's this advertisement for a Zoom, $99 free shipping and free shipping. The timing was right. I was able to purchase two of them for what one of them was costing a year ago. Was I willing to trade my money for time? When you have to make a big credit decision, making a big credit decision now may have an impact in the future. But are you willing to trade your money for time? Are you willing to trade your time because you have the money to do what it is that you want to do? Nate, I'm almost getting ready to like just wrap it up. The last thing that I want to say is just think about what this quote means to you. Time is money, but money is just a method for getting the things you want out of life. We should think the same way about time. Time is a method of getting the things that I want out of life, but am I willing to wait for it? I don't have anything else, mate.
I got you. You know, sometimes it comes to that point in the show where we say, there's nothing else to be said. That's it.
That's it.
I remember speaking to a young lady yesterday who called me up, a minister, and was sharing some things with me about her calling and about the ministry that she's working in and serving in and about to engage in. And I bring that up because some of what you've been talking about tonight, Adia, has me thinking about what we need to really be doing as religious leaders in respect, especially to our young people or with our young people. This thing about waiting, this thing about there's a time for everything. You're pressing earlier about, you didn't use these words, but us being in a microwave type of society. And there's nothing wrong with being in this microwave type society as long as you're not getting all of your meals out of the doggone microwave from microwave dinners. It's appropriate. Some things will go fast. But we have to be cognizant of, the things that we're trying to hurry up and rush through. And then we definitely have to be very, very careful about the things that are of God that we're trying to rush through if we're trying to rush something through. And so if we do that with God and other things, then it becomes a thing of second nature, if you will, to try to do the same thing with credit. If I want God to get my credit straight real, real fast, and it doesn't happen, and then I go to such and such who does that same thing that I was trying to get done and thought that God was going to do, I'm using the wrong method. So I think we really need to open it up, and I would love for some young people, as we continue to talk about timing next week, to really be a part of this conversation. So that's going to be my prayer between now and next week, to have a young person or some young person to be a part of the conversation that we're dealing with in regards to timing and how it affects your credit. So, Adia, you have said so much to us tonight that if people go back, and even those of us who are here, and go back and listen to what was being said, I am 100% certain that there is more than one thing that everybody listening can take away. So we're just going to wrap it up, Adia. We'll let you go ahead and close it out. Say whatever you need to say. Leave us with to leave us with, because again, everything that has been said is what needed to be said.
Amen. I just want to close with this, and this is I like different definitions. I was trying to find one that was just like, oh, this is probably something that I would say. But time, nature's way of keeping everything from happening all at once. What does that mean? That a lot of times, you know, we're looking at trying to get everything all at once. Time is nature's way of keeping everything from happening all at once. So for every purpose, there's a time for it. For everything that we want to do, there's a timing for it. We can't try to get everything done, you know, to go over everything that God has given me and given Nate. The timing would not be right to try to squeeze it in 2 hours when it's actually something that's going to take 5 hours.
That's right.
When we translate that over into our own lives, do we need to try to do everything at one time or all at once when time was, you know, just looking at this definition, that time is God's way. I know it said nature, but time is God's way of keeping everything from happening all at once. Just imagine how we are when we know we gotta be here at this time. When we get to work, we got this meeting to go to, and we go to this meeting, then we got another one, and then somebody stops us in the hallway. Next thing you know, it's lunchtime, and you sit there and you go to lunch, and then you realize you got this appointment that you gotta go to. You start feeling overwhelmed, because everything is trying to be done at one time. So when we think about the fact that time is God's way of keeping everything from happening all at once, that means there's a time for rest. There's a time to reflect. And it's okay, because even on the seventh day, God rested. Even on the seventh day, he rested. And so sometimes if we have to rest and go into a season of winter, it's okay. Because even in the season of waiting, even in the season of winter, there's still things happening. We just have to be okay with it and rest in it. And that's all that I have for everybody on tonight. This has been a great show, very an emotional one for me. But I really I'm thankful. Thankful for the time that we have.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, we thank you so much for being with us tonight. Tune in with us next week, next Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another episode of the PRF Table. You're listening tonight to How Timing Affects Your Credit. Visit us on Facebook at PRF Teaching Ministry and also our website, which is prfministry.org. We look forward to meeting with you next week. God bless you. We love you.